I think we've talked about when he's going to do that, and you know, it's not, and maybe it maybe probably isn't how deep it is. It's where he's at on the ball.
Because so, on the one play, he seemed like he was kind of in the corner and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that one, you would have preferred him not.
Depends. Mm-hmm. You know, it depends. You just again hang time. How long was that ball was pretty got to him pretty quick. So. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's going to try and bring that out.
Right.
So, you know, if it had some air on it, you know, if it's a ball where you're not in relationship, you know, it's all a feel, you know, because they're, you know, obviously, Robbie hits a knuckleball, then you probably don't want to fool with it. You'll take the touchback because your timing is all off. So,
and then coach just in general mentioned that hey, we need to do better in the return game and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
It looked like there was a couple. Miss blocks there, maybe here. You know, I saw 24 got at Devin pretty quickly on one.
Yeah, we had some guys. You know, we had. You know, I've got to do a better job with those guys of getting that understood in terms of what we're trying to get done. You know, just got to do a better job coaching it.
That first drive of the second half, I think we had about six penalties in that drive. You know, I know at one time we had first and 29, and we had a couple of second and 15s, and you know, we kept. That shows you what. We're capable of when we're rolling. We overcame a lot, but in the truest sense, you're going to get about 12 possessions a game, and you want to stay ahead of the chains, and you want to be converting on first and second down or getting to third and mediums. We had five third and 10 or more in this last game, and you know odds, you go third and 10 or more, you're looking at around 15% of the time you're going to convert those.
This was the second game in a row we saw where the protection kind of broke down in the second half. Was it the same thing with the Giants where the Bears turned up the pressure and you guys just didn't handle it very well?
Well, I thought, again, the second half, I thought we did a good job in protection until the very end in the fourth quarter when we got down two scores. Mm-hmm. You know, when we got down two scores, their defensive ends, Idaho State man and 97 – those guys definitely turned it up. You know, when they knew there was no threat of run or play action anymore at that point, they definitely turned up the heat. And you know, believe it or not, for a home game, we had to go to silent count. We had to go to silent count because there was enough noise in the dome. Noise always echoes in there, both for us and against us. And that's one of the maybe only the second time since I've been here when we've had to go to a silent count at home.
What did you see on the two big explosive plays, the 74-yard and the 47?
We just, you know, we didn't execute. We didn't. There wasn't good communication, and there wasn't. And we didn't execute it very well. Obviously, you know, you never plan to give up a big play like that.
One guy was supposed to stay with each. Receiver in those
games. We actually had, there's two routes being run. We had four guys for two routes. That's why it's really not a simple this guy, that guy. There was four people for two routes, so we need to do a better job on those.
Another pair of dual receivers, the Smith brothers, you've seen Steve before, now Torrey. What do you see from them?
Very explosive. I think Steve Smith, I don't know what he's ranked, but he might be number one in the league. I don't know of the explosive plays. He's up there very high, so he's getting a lot of them. I've always had tremendous respect for him since he came out back in 2001, I think it was. He's played for a long time. He's an extreme. I don't know if there's anybody more competitive than he is in the NFL. I mean, he's extremely competitive. I think that's his biggest, his number one asset. And then along with it, obviously, he's a talented guy. He's extremely explosive as an athlete, and. You know, age does not seem to have caught up with him yet. The other Smith, when we faced him a couple years back in preseason, I remember he caught a slant route and took it to the house on us in the preseason game when we went up to Baltimore. That was 3 years back.